6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's hump day. That's right, Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. Those of you out there keeping track of the calendar, why, how time is flying. Yep, and so is that special we're offering at the Power Mall on the iComplex CS. It sounds like a heck of a deal. It's $49.95, and it's a new formula for the same price as the original. And it's good until this Friday the 6th, all right? After that, price goes up because of manufacturer price increase. The bottle has 120 capsules a bottle. The dose is 4 per day instead of 3, which allows for the increase in new ingredients. Pills are smaller, easier to swallow, but 4 is more than 3 of the older ones as far as the new formula goes. And we got 10% of all OptiVita products. Yesterday, we had Frank Davis on the show explaining some of the scientific things about that. You can listen to the rerun. We have it archived for you on thepowerhour.com. If you scroll down, you'll see it. You can listen to that broadcast. And for any clarification you might need as far as what Frank Davis said about some of the products that we have on, including Basic Essentials, which we're offering 15% off promotion for your first purchase. It's got what makes Complete Essentials great, but in a smaller, cheaper, more portable package. So, you know, we cut the price almost in half on that, and you still get the same great ingredients, minus a couple of the things that the Complete Essentials has. This doesn't have it. And, of course, for those of you who are pissed off, we have a T-shirt that basically will let your feelings be known. You can put it on and walk around. It's got a Power Hour logo on the back, and it says, "We the People Are Pissed Off" on the front. And that will let everybody know that you are a truth seeker. That's right. They're tired of all the lies and manipulations generated by the elites, the media, and the political puppets. This shirt is a representation of all our collective voices, and you can get yours at the Power Mall as well. And if you're interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your radio station, you don't hear it now, give them a call. This is what this is all about. Reach out and touch someone. Remember that old saying? Pick up your phone, call the local radio station, preferably the news talk ones, because that's the one that a lot of the truth seekers like to listen to, and they ferret out some of the truth versus the propaganda, and let them know that we have an availability if they've got an open slot, whether they carry 1 hour or both hours. You know, let them know that it's available and put them in touch with us, especially if you're a small business and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, because sometimes your local market will get your local business advertised right there on the Power Hour. And when people hear this on a national talk show, they're like, hey, wait a minute, they're in town here locally. So all you've got to do is go to support@thepowerhour.com, send the radio station to that email address, and have them inquire as to how they can carry the Power Hour on their radio station. And, of course, we appreciate especially the $500 donor. That is amazing. $500 donor, anonymous, supporting the Power Hour. We want to give a shout-out to you. That's more than a level 3 supporter that we could ever hope for. We appreciate that. When you see the buymeacoffee.com banner pop up when you go on to thepowerhour.com, you can hit that. Buy us a cup of coffee, or in the meantime, you can do level 1, level 2, level 3, which gets you perks. The more you move into as far as level, the more perks you get. You can check that out on the Power Hour. And it's all there. If you have any questions, support@thepowerhour.com is our email address. Now, today's show, and we want to have a new episode, by the way, is available in the Joyce Riley Archive Vault. This episode is from October 2nd, 2009, and Joyce discusses the swine flu vaccine and interviews Dr. Robert Rowan, Anita Undersea, and Rick Kaler. So for those of you in the Level 3 support team, you get to hear this commercial-free archive of this broadcast. Very pertinent still. Vaccines are what they are. And, of course, we've been lied to enough. We know. You are going to love today's guests on the show. And you got to tell your friends, if they're not listening, and you know they're not listening, or you know somebody, you want them to listen and get them hooked on the Power Hour, call them up now. Or shoot them an email or a text and tell them, hey, at 11:30, the bottom of the hour here, Cheryl Chumley, who has a new book out called Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. It's a terrifying story how the government's using the chaos of COVID-19 to cloak their nefarious plan to take away all your freedom through a dangerous growth of government power. She's going to be on the show for half hour. Top of the hour, This is where it really gets good. Donald Trump's attorney is going to be with us on the show. Peter Tichtin, the voice of reason, LegalBrains.com. We are going to have Peter Tichtin on the show at noon today. You are going to want to hear this because we're going to get down in the trenches with Peter Tichtin and find out what in Hades is going on down at Mar-a-Lago and with all of the endorsements and touring and stuff. All of Donald Trump's 22 endorse candidates in Ohio won their primaries. Thought you ought to know. Apparently he still has, despite some of his shortcomings. And there are some. We are not perfect. We're all human. We all have shortcomings, folks. Mr. Trump has his as well. And, you know, I mean, I hate to say it. You shall know them by their fruits, right? And if you've got something that you want to add to that, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We're always open when we're not having guests. If you have a question for the guests, you certainly can call up and voice your opinion, get a comment, a question in. You'll probably want to talk to Peter Tichtin when he's on for sure. Because, I mean, you're talking to President Trump's attorney, right? And this has nothing to do with his ego or nothing to do with the fact that he's, you know, got booted off of Twitter because he tweeted too much and gave the media cause to attack him. The thing is, he's got his own social media channel now. Why would he want to go back to Twitter? Well, to me, if Twitter is taken over by Elon and he fires that pissant Agrawal, it gets rid of him, then we might actually, you know, he'll send a message to the rest of the board. You're going to stop this censorship nonsense or we're going to boot you as well. So they all got paid a nice, handsome stock share. This deal hasn't closed yet, but we'll be keeping our eye on Twitter to see what in Hades is going on over there. In the meantime, you're going to enjoy today's guests. All anybody can talk about in the news today is Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade, Roe v. Wade, Roe v. Wade. You gotta love the fact that this Man of the Year movie I was talking about with Robin Williams is called Weapons of Mass Distraction. And so what do all the leftists do? Come out of the closet. And they start showing up. Why do you think that they put barricades around the Supreme Court? Because they knew the protesters were going to show. It's an insurrection. Oh, my God, it's an insurrection. All the protesters are there. It's an insurrection. You see, the left can spin January 6th any way they want. But the thing is if the cops actually helped them take the barricades down, and we are hearing that there were FBI players on the ground in that crowd inciting the riot. Yeah, I have a real hard time, like I said before, calling it an insurrection because, like in the Roe v. Wade, and I'm making fun of the fact that protesters showed up. Do they have a right to free speech? Yes, they do. You see, they like to put the spin on it and take away our rights when it's convenient for them. But when it comes to their rights, as far as I'm going to go out and kill my unborn fetus, I want to have it sucked out doing a DNC. It's called dilatation and curettage. For those of you that don't know the medical terminology, you can look up DNC. It's what it's called. I have seen one performed. So I know exactly what it is. It's like sticking a vacuum cleaner up the woman's vagina and into her uterus and sucking out the amniotic sac as well as what is there as far as the fetal tissue. I've seen it. So you can't, you know, I was in med school for a time. Trust me, you know, these things are not pleasant to watch. It's not exactly the most comfortable procedure that a woman can have. I can tell by the look on their face. It's horrific. And then when you realize what you're doing, you know, see, the pro-lifers are going to have fun with this because you get a visual automatically about how many babies were murdered by abortion. Now, for those of you who think they have a right to have an abortion, you know, my body, my choice. I get it. This works the same thing with the vaccine. I've heard people, you know, like Jessica, you know, on the Five sit there and say, well, that's a whole different thing. The vaccine's a whole different thing than abortion. Really? My body, my choice, Jessica. Then you have actress Amanda Duarte, who's on Twitter, and she posits the question, how would white supremacist lawmakers feel if their daughters were raped and impregnated by black men? Ooh, Amanda, whatever possessed you to put that on Twitter? Are you really looking to screw your acting career? Well, that's a good start. And then after she puts it out there, she deletes the tweet after being called out for it by probably dozens of people. She deletes it and then deactivates her Twitter account. And, of course, after reinstating her Twitter account hours later, she quotes, "The intent does not matter, so I will not attempt to defend or explain it." You see, when the left is out there, they can say whatever they want and get away with it, right? But when the right says something, you see, that now we have division. It was racist and had racist impact, she added. "I'm terribly sorry to anyone and everyone who read it or who were hurt by it. I had said something insanely awful and stupid on Twitter last night. The intent doesn't matter. I'm not going to attempt to defend or explain it. It was racist." Yeah, we know that, Amanda. You're white. We get it. You said it was racist. You called it out. We didn't call it out. And why would, you know, why would our white supremacist lawmakers, first off, you have to identify our lawmakers as white supremacists. Now you've just labeled them. Whether they're white supremacists or not, you've just labeled them, Ms. Duarte. And you really think that they would put their daughters in a position to be raped and impregnated by black men? You really think they're that stupid? Ms. Duarte, you are a loose cannon. You really should just delete your Twitter account because we don't need to hear hate speech like that. Oh, but it's okay for the liberals to do it, just not okay for the conservatives, right? That's how it works in this country right now. That's all part of cancel culture, folks. It's all part of divisiveness. This is what the left is all about, which is why when you look at what is going on with Roe v. Wade, it gives the left something to rally about. But you see, here's the thing. Everything is misdirected. If you understand what is going on with Roe v. Wade, you will understand it's basically going to leave it up to the states as to what the woman's right is. And of course, everybody's got a comment, including Scarecrow in the White House. "If he only had a brain." Yeah, the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, he's got it. He's got one. Yeah, little Scarecrow there, the White House, and his sidekick giggles. Yeah, Scarecrow issued a response to the document leaked from the Supreme Court, suggesting the High Court has decided to strike down Roe v. Wade. And in a statement issued before it was confirmed that it was legitimate, Scarecrow said the White House was unsure of its authenticity before reaffirming his administration's efforts to argue in support of it. He believes a woman's right to choose is fundamental. Roe has been the law of the land for almost 50 years, and basic fairness and stability of our law demand that it not be overturned. Okay, stability of our law. I don't think that Scarecrow in the White House knows what in the hell he's talking about. He can't even enforce the law, and he's the chief executive. All he's been doing is breaking one law after another ever since he got into the damn place. So, you know, you got to love it when people behave like this, and you knew it was going to happen. It's weapons of mass distraction. Brian in Missouri, good morning, sir. How are you? I guess we don't have Brian on the phone. Continuing our diatribe, and if anything you have to say, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Chief Justice Roberts is calling that leak of Roe v. Wade ruling a betrayal and has ordered the Supreme Court to investigate. Meanwhile, Alan Dershowitz, of course, Harvard Law, that's liberal for those of you out there, Professor Emeritus, said Monday night's leaked draft of the Supreme Court's ruling appears to be authentic and suggested federal investigators, namely the FBI, are going to be called to investigate the incident. Really? Like, where's that going to go? Now, let's pause it for a minute. Who might have leaked something like that? Was it one of the law clerks for one of the liberal justices, like Ketanji Brown Jackson? Ooh, I mean, there's a new thing. These people are not, you know, real acquainted with how Supreme Court procedures work. And if I was going to investigate something, her office would be the first office I would go to because she can't identify what a woman is. What do they call them? Birthing facilities? You know what? I mean, see, and this is a thing. Now, you know, with Clinton out there, Democrats are admitting it's women who get abortions after all, not birthing people. See, now they're changing the whole thing up because it benefits them. You see how that works? Brian in Missouri, you're back on again. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. How are you? When that gal's talking about the white supremacist, she's talking about the Democratic Party because they were the KKK and still are.
Well, thanks for that observation. I appreciate that. That's pretty right on. I mean, Robert Byrd.
And then when you have, when you're talking about Biden, Biden is being directed by Obama. And when you look at this deal with the Biden laptop, you'll notice that when he talks about his dad, he calls him Pops or Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the big guy. That's Obama. So Obama's making money off that gig, too. That's who the big guy is.
Interesting. That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
The big guy is Obama, not Daddy Joe, who's moving kind of slow at the junction.
That's it, brother, at Petticoat Junction.
I love it. All right. I love it when the audience brings their own material.
Hey, another deal is you had a gal on there about 2 months ago. She was talking about the 432 hertz music and all that stuff.
Yes.
And I know you're a believer. But I'll tell you what, I would have shut that gal down immediately when she started talking about the Kabbalah, which is the Luciferian structure from the Talmud and that entire system. And she said, well, I didn't like the God of the Old Testament. Well, honey, he's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. So what God do you like? The one of your own imagination?
Yeah, thanks for that. There's a real problem in the way that these New Age people posture things. Now, I will say, for those of you who are into 432 hertz music, that you just use it basically for meditation and relaxation, that's one thing, but to extol it as something outside of what God had wrought, because God, according to the New Testament in the church, everybody has a different function. We can't all be teachers. We can't all be professors. We can't all be of one genre of thought. We are all different, but we all contribute. And so when somebody contributes something that's not the truth, people like you, Brian, you got this figured out. And I'm glad you've alerted our listeners this morning to something they might have overlooked or not considered.
Yeah. As soon as she started talking and going into that, because I'm an ex-New Ager and occultist. I got born again back in 79, but prior to that, I was involved in all of that. And I'm going, beep, 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 overload, red alert. It's like, no, honey, you're not one of us. You're pretending you're one of us.
Yeah. Warning, young Will Robinson.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
Man, I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate it. God bless you, and I'm glad that you're on the right side of thinking.
Hey, bless you, brother. I'll talk at you.
You bet. Thank you so much for your call. All right, there you go, folks. You see how that works? Dear God, I guess we get to pray for all those afflicted out there that are having problems, having surgeries. You know, I'm not seeing too much in our prayer request list these days. For those of you who are afflicted or recovering from surgery or just getting over cancer, found out you're clean, you're in remission, everything is cool, you know, God bless your life. And this is the thing about Yahweh. We can pray in the open, and I'm going to pray when I am on stage. We want to pray for Rod and Lori, both overcoming procedures or waiting for results. We want to pray for them as well, for their healing. And see, I will pray on stage when I get to Clay Clark's. I'm going to show them what a card-carrying journalist who believes in God and believes that he is the Almighty and the healer of all things. We have free will. All we have to do is call up and ask for healing. It's that simple. Whether two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And this is Christ speaking about the fact that all you've got to do is open up and use the Greek word pistis, faith-based believing, to open your heart to him and say, Hallelujah, Father, I put my faith in you. And we thank you for the healing of this country. We thank you for getting rid of the divisiveness and casting Satan out. We don't need Satan in our lives. give us the wisdom to deal with the difference between propaganda and truth. Because he that worships him in spirit and in truth, not in lies. God is not the author of confusion. The great Yahweh, we know exactly where you stand in our lives, and we thank you and praise your name for all of the healing of those afflicted and those praying for healing in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. And so this is the way it works, folks, on this show. And if you have somebody that you want to put on the prayer list, support@thepowerhour.com, and we would be happy to lift them up by name as we did for Rod and Lori. So understand here that Roe v. Wade, you know, it doesn't matter about the FBI or whether or not you want to call them women instead of birthing people now. It's all weapons of mass distraction, and it's up to the states. Whether Scarecrow believes that it's the Ninth Amendment that protects people, he sure didn't have a problem mandating vaccines, did he? Well, so much for my body, my choice. You see, this is how hypocritical Scarecrow is. He couldn't get a brain if he possibly wanted to, because everything he says is from the devil. We do not have a God-fearing president in the White House. This man is working for the other side. I can't see, because everything he says is like he's the author of confusion. He thinks he's God. He thinks he can, by edict, go do what he wants. And you've got all these left-wing media commentators giving him the same impetus. Oh, yeah, the president should be able to. I mean, look at Peppermint Patty, his press secretary. She goes out and says, you know, he should rule by edict. Really? You know, that is not how this government operates. He is the executive of the country. He's there to enforce the law. You think he's doing a good job for that? I didn't think so. We will be back with Cheryl Chumley to talk about the book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, after this short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. God bless you. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829,
right, Cheryl,
or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap,
good,
it's a miracle.
Right, there you go, Dave.
How you doing, Cheryl Chumley?
Antibiotics.
Oh, can
but
I say
what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
After the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you for coming back and joining us, and some of you have never left, and many of you might have heard me say, bite me, that if it did bleed over. I want to clarify something. This is an article that our next guest wrote online on her post, on her website. Christians should learn the power of bite me. This is about, you know, if you're serious about reeling back socialism and bringing back individual freedoms, then you have to look at yourself as a member of the Christian community and get involved. And that's one of the reasons why we have the Washington Times online opinion editor, Cheryl Chumley, with us. She is a commentary writer, host of Bold and Blunt, a twice weekly podcast. She is an award-winning journalist with more than 15 years of experience covering Capitol Hill, state and local politics. Her publication credits include Newsmax, The Blaze, The Washington Times, The Washington Examiner, The Heritage Foundation, very near and dear to my heart, and more. Cheryl has made hundreds of appearances on TV, radio, Fox, C-SPAN, CBN, Newsmax. You notice CNN isn't on there, or MSDNC. Yep. She is the author of four books, including Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. And thank you for your service again, Cheryl Chumley. You're a U.S. Army vet just like me and a licensed private investigator. Now I know who to call when I need somebody looked up. CherylChumley.com is her website. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be with you.
Well, I am too, and so are our listeners, because they're all over this. I mean, we just got done praying for America on our radio show here. Don't know if you caught that, but there is a new book out that you just wrote called Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And while we don't want to give away all the finer points, give me the 40,000-foot view of what the book talks about and what inspired you to write it.
Right. Well, I was inspired to write it because while at the Washington Times, I just covered extensively the government's overreach in responding to the pandemic. The virus was real, but the government's use of fear to exploit the pandemic to win politically was based entirely on personal agenda of the far left. So I wrote the book based on going through some of the lies and deceptions, the very many lies and deceptions the left used. Some were reported over the course of the 2 years. Some weren't. So there's some new lies that are outed in my book. But more importantly, I give a look ahead at where the left is going to continue to use this fear from the pandemic to continue the clampdowns in order to bring about this entire new society in America.
Well, a lot of people don't like talking about red states and blue states, but this is something the media has drummed into everyone as part of their divisive behavior. And I am a card-carrying news person, and I abhor everything that I'm seeing being a Christian and ordained minister and a conservative in thought. I'm a constitutionalist by nature. And I just, you know, I took the same oath you did to defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that includes the Democratic Party and its leaders, Scarecrow, Giggles, Chucky, and the Michael Jackson wannabe with a bad makeup day. I'm talking about Biden, Harris, Schumer, and Pelosi.
Yes, I got that.
So, look, you know, Scarecrow, if I only had a brain, you know, that's Biden, right? All right. So, you know, we have so much fun with this because these people are such hypocrites and reprobates. I don't know how we actually are running this government right now.
That's what happens when you have a nation that has turned more secular, right? Because this nation was founded on religious, well, Judeo-Christian principles. And it was founded primarily on a quest for religious freedom. And as part of that deal of having God-given rights, rights that come from the Creator, not from government, we have to do our responsibility to keep God at the forefront of society. And it seems to me that the Christian community in particular, but all of America, in general, have removed God from the public platform, which leaves a big void, which government has oh so happily entered. So as we move farther and farther away from God in society, we have corrupt politicians, we have an overreaching government, we have a government that is only too happy to steal our individual rights. And look, this is what we get, a Joe Biden who can't form a coherent sentence, being steamrolled by far-left collectivist and globalist forces.
Well, you're talking about Sanders and AOC here. You know, this is a real problem because we can't forgive student loans. That's not fair to the ones like me that paid off their student loans. So, you know, when you're talking about issues like this and giving everything for free, this country is only capable of printing so much money and so many social programs, which half of these things need to go away. I remember way back when Andrew Jackson was president and they were talking about giving $11,000 in welfare reparations to a Navy widow. And I'm just like, well, wait a minute. And Jackson says, look, you open that Pandora's box. Where does it go from there? This is exactly where this country went. Because everybody thinks that government is designed to cater to whatever whim anybody has. It doesn't matter what it is. And so, you know, when I look at stuff like this and the influences of Gates and the Great Reset, I mean, a lot of this, you've obviously dialed in on, you got Klaus Schwab's number, right?
Absolutely. The World Economic Forum, which was founded by Klaus Schwab, puts out on its own website how they want to use this pandemic to bring about what they call the Great Reset, which is, for America, it would mean a total capsizing of our capitalistic free market system, because they use language such as stakeholder capitalism. This is their end goal, for companies to be run by considerations of social justice and social agendas, not by shareholder concerns, which is the more truthful and transparent profit loss type of doing business. And what they're trying to usher in America is similar to what they have in China, similar to what socialist and slash communist countries have in place. And we are the last stumbling block for the Greek for the Great Reset to be realized. And the concern is that you have a president in the White House right now who uses language like build back better, taking the pandemic and bringing about a built back better society, which is thinly disguised code for the Great Reset. So this White House, this administration, this batch of Democrats in politics today are on board with the globalist collectivist approach to governing that the World Economic Forum is actively pursuing right now.
And the sad thing about it is he's not afraid to get on camera and tell everybody that he endorses Roe v. Wade and that this is where this country should go because it should be a woman's choice. Well, then he turns around in his Hippocratic manner and you know, using this hypocrisy, says, oh, I'm going to impose mask mandates. I'm going to impose vaccine mandates. I mean, how hypocritical can you be?
Yeah, and that's after when he was a senator saying that Roe v. Wade actually went too far and that it should have been left to the states to decide, which from a constitutional perspective, that's the only line that makes sense to even discuss something like abortion. And he also, for face mask mandates, he also said before he was in the White House that he couldn't do face mask mandates because it was unconstitutional. So this guy is being completely steamrolled, right? He is the puppet for a far left mindset, a far left force that has been looking at America with longing eyes for decades, but unable to gain much steam because we've had a concerted pushback from the people. Well, now we have a White House that is all in for this collectivist type mindset, for this collectivist approach to governing. And they're all in because they think in the end that they're going to be one of the top. They're going to be one of the few at the top who actually rule the world. Well, you know, Americans need to be aware and active against this current Democrat Party because this party is so far gone from what JFK used to put forth, from even what Bill Clinton used to advocate for when he was in the White House. The party has moved so far left. Even Americans that look at the Democrat Party as being a viable pro-America party right now, they're off base and they need to reawaken to the new realities of today's Democrat Party.
Well, they are so off base to the extreme, it's not even funny. And the thing is, Cheryl, is that, you know, you writing this book is extremely important and people should read it. It's on all the major players, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. It's, you can get this. It just got released yesterday, which is one of the reasons why we have Cheryl on the show. If any comment you have to add to our conversation, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. While the phone lines are still open, and they are, you can call, chime in, ask Cheryl any question, because, I mean, as a Washington Times online opinion editor, she's on the front line of what's going on in D.C. And the thing is, I have said on the show before, Cheryl, that, you know, people should be paying more attention to what's going on in their own community rather than paying attention to these morons, because Washington, D.C. needs an enema. We already know that. They need a complete house cleaning. And this is just one of the things that, you know, we espouse on the show, and we have, you know, there's 80 million people out there that feel like they're disenfranchised at this point, given what happened with the 2020 elections. And then to have this kind of insult added to the injury of thinking your vote was stolen and it doesn't matter. You know, we have been trying to exhort people to move forward and to take the power of the ballot box into fruition as far as monitor, changing the laws, being there, being a volunteer, being a poll watcher, not letting the other side get away with what they got away with in 2020. We've had a couple of people now that are out. Catherine Engelbrecht, by the way, as a matter of fact, said we should have a complete re-registration of voters after the midterms so that people in voting in the 2024 election are going to be actually legitimately registered voters. They should just have a complete redo. But with all these states, the way they are structured, everybody, if you're a blue state, you're going to lock down that. You're not going to allow anybody to have. See, this is another reason why we have lockdown. You discuss any part of that in your discussion in this book?
Yes, I do go into that. And I also harp on the need for more in the Christian community in particular to get involved in secular politics, right? And why Christians in particular, is I think that Christians are particularly positioned to understand the idea of freedom as it comes from God, as it comes from the Creator, not from government. And if you look at everything that's going on in America, it all leads back to the idea that we have God-given rights and the other side wants to strip us of those. So that's the overall battle. Everything else is a skirmish, part of that larger battle, fighting for rights as they come from the Creator, individual rights. So we need people getting more involved in the local school boards, right? In local, voting in local elections, in local politics, all those boards that you have in your community, they're the last wall of defense for what comes down from the federal government. A lot of this stuff that came by way of the pandemic, right, the crackdowns on liberties in your local community, if you had the right-minded people in local government, they wouldn't have been enacted in your local community. Those face mask mandates, for instance, they're not face mask laws. They're the federal government telling the local governments that they need to enforce this, say, in your local businesses. But with the right mindset, your local medical bureaucrats, your local governing boards could have made clear that local businesses don't have the right to force people to wear face masks as a condition of entering their stores. So you have tremendous potential as a Christian, as somebody who understands the Constitution and how it's supposed to play out in America. You have tremendous influence on the local level to put a stop between what comes down from the federal and state governments by way of orders, executive orders, dictates, and unconstitutional overreaches. You can stop that from taking place in your community.
That's right, you can. And that's what we've been advocating here on the show. 844-769-2944. If any comment or question you have, now's the time to do it. Lines are open. And we are on the phone with Cheryl Chumley. She has a website called CherylChumley.com. That's CherylChumley.com. And here's the thing that I think right now is on the forefront of a lot of people's minds, especially our listeners, and that's this idea that our Senate is going to vote for a treaty that's going to make the World Health Organization the pandemic ruler of the world. Really? I'm beside myself. This is a whole nother, you know, and every time that we think we're getting a reprieve and that we don't have to wear masks in the airport and on the airplane anymore, Dr. Anthony Mengele comes out and says, oh, well, we may have to walk this back a little. And I'm just like, listen, you communist pig. Here's a problem that we have with you, sir. You can't keep your story straight and you're playing this narrative in line with everybody in science. You're making money off of all of us. Every time that remdesivir, snake venom remdesivir, or anything else gets given to anybody and you're killing people, you're making money off it. So we can't trust the federal government. We have to start putting our faith in God. And so this thing about the giving WHO all of this power, I think that we do need to focus on getting in touch with our senators because they're the ones who are going to try to pull the trigger on this sooner than later, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, my book gives several tools that people can use when they do call their legislators and senators, things that are very interesting and curious conflicts of interest between, say, Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and the big pharma bureaucrats and also politicians. And if the mainstream media had done its job over the last couple of years, all this stuff would have been open knowledge and publicly discussed. And Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates would not have had the platforms of influence that they did have. And the politicians that cited Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates as being the experts on the pandemic would not have had the power to lock down American citizens for 2+ years and continue to sort of suggest that this is what we're eventually going back into when the supposed next pandemic strikes. So in order to contact your legislators and senators, giving them certain information about the conflicts of interest that were inherent in all these people who pushed for lockdowns, who pushed for vaccines and shots and so forth and boosters is very powerful. And I think readers of this book will be armed with certain bits of information that the mainstream media just isn't giving because, honestly, some of the mainstream media are part of this globalist collectivist mindset.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I'm glad, Cheryl, that you brought this up, that you have some talking points when people reach out to their senators, which is another reason, folks, you need to go out and get this book called Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And this is the thing. You have a chronology, Cheryl, about what they've done so far, what their intentions are. And if we don't stand up, where we're going to end up. And unfortunately, the bigger problem I have, being a vet, and thank you again for your service, the thing that blows my mind is that we pledge allegiance to a flag and to the democracy for which it stands. And this is where I don't. You see what I'm saying? This is not a democracy. We've forgotten who we are. This is a problem because
exactly.
We hear Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day over there. Democracy, democracy, democracy. Every time we turn around, I hear Fox News people saying democracy. I'm like, shut the hell up. I'm just having a really hard time with mainstream media. They just won't let go of that term. And so this is how you know, folks, that they are so left-wing, it's not even funny. And they're basically magpieing all of the left-wing's talking points, which is why they can't be trusted. So I'm just wondering, do you ever look into the influence that Council on Foreign Relations, Trilaterals, and the Bilderbergs have had on the media since you're a member of the media?
Oh, I have, actually, years ago. Yeah, it's amazing when you look at these two organizations, the curious partnerships, the people that are listed as part and parcel of their organization, how they are also curiously, coincidentally, the leading power players, not just in media, but in government and in business and in all aspects of society. And it's hard to say that there's a conspiracy theory for global governance, right? It's hard to just dismiss that as a conspiracy when you can actually see it unfold. And when you actually go to some of these organizations' websites and read their own statements where they openly say that they want to control this part of society or that part of society. So to answer your question, yes, I've read on that and I'm familiar with it and I find it very interesting and enlightening.
For sure. Now this never letting a crisis go to waste. You know, we hear this a lot, and this is one of the things that really blows my mind because they have taken something that, to me, was engineered. I really believe this is all an effort to depopulate the world and reduce the United States to a global population to under 100 million people. They literally want to cut two-thirds of us out. They vaccinated literally two-thirds of this country. I believe this is nothing more than a depopulation effort. What say you to that?
You know, I've heard that and I've read about that. I don't make that explicit case in my book, but I do know that there are very many scholars and so-called intellectuals who think that there are way too many people in this world for the food supply. And so there are actually people out there. Bill Gates, his father, was one of them who favored lowering the population levels of the world. And I wouldn't put it past some of these so-called scientists to find some sort of scheme or design or way of doing that, using even vaccines and a mindset shift in America, as well as the entire world, that your natural immunity is not half as good as what the world of science can provide you.
At least that's what they'd like you to believe. And the thing is Gates has come out and said, oh, a little vaccine here and there isn't such a bad thing after his programs in Africa resulted in multiple deaths. Esther in Washington, you're on the line with Cheryl Chumley. How are you?
I'm fine. And thank you, Cheryl, for doing your part to save the world and humanity. All right. This is really interesting, and I shared it with two government officials this morning. And both of them actually said, thank you so much. And so this would actually make a really good T-shirt. You know the term WOKE, W-O-K-E? So
yes.
The acronym of WOKE, W-O-K-E, is Willfully Overlooking Known Evil.
That's apt,
so please spread that around, and because that's exactly what it is. There's more of us than there are them, and we've got God on our side. We're good.
Thank you, Esther,
actually,
for that comment. Go ahead, Cheryl.
You're welcome. I agree. We've got God on our side. We know how it ends, and so there's a certain calmness that should mark our community and our fight because we have won already.
Well, we appreciate your call, Esther. Thanks so much. You know, when I look at the left-wing media and what they're doing right now, I don't consider the Times to be so much left-wing. I know every newspaper, every reporting source has its divisions. Does the Times have people that are juxtaposed in their opinions? Everybody
you know,
on the same
opinion,
page?
The opinion section at the Washington Times, the people that I work with directly, they are hardcore pro-America, even Donald Trump supporting conservatives, very patriotic and very very able, very discerning when it comes to picking out the wickedness of a situation. They don't have to wait for something to be spelled out by the Democrat Party. They can see the wickedness as it's unfolding. And so I'm very happy at the Washington Times, at least in the opinion section, very strong pro-conservative, pro-America.
That's good to hear. And so, you know, what's interesting, too, I've got Peter Ticton, Donald Trump's attorney, coming on the show right after we end our call. And anything that you want to say to encourage people, because we got a couple of minutes left. Lockdown is one of these things where you have to get past the propaganda, learn what the truth is, call it for what it is. I like Esther's definition of woke. That's pretty cool. And you have to understand that the government cannot take away rights that are natural rights, that are God-given rights. And so I like the fact that you have posited either America is a nation of individualism or it's not. And this coronavirus thing, I think people have put too much faith in government as a result of fear mongering. Do you see the left still continuing to do this, especially through the media?
Absolutely. And that's a big reason why I wrote this book, because I think a lot of Americans, optimistic Americans and trusting Americans, think that, oh, well, we're going to go back to pre-pandemic normalcies. Well, that's not going to happen. We're going to get a little reprieve, but mark these words, the left is going to continue to push for more lockdowns and more clampdowns on individual freedoms until they achieve their ultimate end game, which is the Great Reset. So we cannot afford to let down our guard and to just think, well, everything's good now. We're good. We've got a new president and a new whatever. We have to continue the fight.
Well, we appreciate you, Cheryl Chumley, for coming on the show. Once again, folks, the book is Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll have to have you back on again. I want to hear how the book is selling. You people need to go out and get a copy of that today. All my listeners, God bless you, Cheryl, for everything that you do. And we appreciate you and appreciate your listening to this segment. We're going to be back on the other side of the hour after the break with Donald Trump's attorney, Peter Ticton. You've got to tell your friends to join us.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. Paramol. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.